First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, and we're pleased to have on with us Jordan Horsley of Star Valley High School Lady Braves Golf. Jordan, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Jordan, we had you on earlier in the summer, and you were going to be playing in that America's Cup event down in Utah. Kind of recap for us how that went and what type of experience you were able to have.
It was super cool. It was very unique, and I got to play with girls from all over. I played with girls from Hawaii and Oregon and Canada, so that was very cool to see their pace of play and how they play compared to me. We didn't really play as well as we wanted to, but that's all right because it was a very cool experience.
Did you pick up any tips that you feel like, I know obviously being a senior varsity golfer, you've been practicing on this for a long time, but did you pick up any kind of last late season career tips for your high school career coming into this year from that?
Yeah, I definitely did. I'm just seeing how they like took time to have their pre-shot routine every single time and how they read the greens and stuff. That was cool to see. And that definitely helped me and changed the way that I do some things now.
Well, that's very neat. Well, Jordan, this last week, you and your team were at the Pinedale Invite at Rendezvous Golf Course, and you were able to win that individually, and the Lady Braves won it by about a million strokes. Let's talk about that course and how you feel like you played there.
Yeah. The first day, I shot a 73, and I felt really good with how I played. Everything was pretty much working out for me. I got in a flow. I had six birdies, and I really thought I played the course to the best of my ability. And so did the other girls on my team. We all had a really solid first day. And the second day, I definitely didn't play as well, but I still played good with the conditions that were handed to me. And yeah, we were able to walk away with the team win and the individual win.
Now, this week, you were named the WyoPreps.com Girl Athlete of the Week for your performance there. Talk to us about that and how you found out about that. And is that something that had been on your mind at all?
Yeah, it's a super cool honor to have. I shot the lowest girl score in the state last week, so that definitely put me top tier for winning that. But it feels super awesome and definitely is a confidence boost going into the rest of the season, knowing that I can compete with any girl in the state.
Well, it was interesting because the week before, the girl who won that award was Taslin Wagner from Kemmer, and she's the only one who finished in front of you on the opening week. This week, it was you on top, and she was in second. Have you guys had kind of many conversations? I mean, I know she's just kind of brand new to this as a freshman, but have you two had any conversations over the last couple of weeks about this? I'm not going to call it a rivalry, but have you guys had any conversations?
Yeah, I've known Taz for a little bit now, and we golfed a lot this summer together. So it definitely is friendly competition, but it's definitely cool to see how, even though she's so young, she can still compete with everybody, and she's very talented and a great golfer. So it's always good to have competition, and I think that we can help each other get better.
This week, you're headed to Rock Springs. Let's talk about that course, because obviously, as a senior, you've been around the block a couple of times in terms of these courses. What are you expecting there, and what would you like to see happen over the course of the 2 days there in Sweetwater County?
Rock Springs can be a tough course, especially if you don't keep it in the fairway. There's a lot of sagebrush in play, and that kind of changes how I approach the course. And the wind is also a big factor there, so you kind of have to be a little bit smarter with how you play it, but I'm excited to go play it again. This will be like my third or fourth time, so I have seen the course quite a few times, but I think that I can still score well on it, even though it's a little bit tougher.
Have you had the experience of an actual tumbling sagebrush across the course as your Tina? Have you had that happen?
I have, yes.
And did it, does it affect you at all, or is it kind of like, yeah, this is just how it is?
When I was a freshman, I was definitely like, what the heck? But now I've gotten used to it.
Well, let's talk about this golf season, because obviously it does go so fast. There's so much buildup, obviously, in the off season, especially for golf, as you put in your rounds and such. But talk about where the season is headed, because you've got conference play. I mean, your conference championships coming up in just a couple of weeks, and then obviously, hopefully, you're playing on your own course for the state course. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So we have Rock Springs this week, and then we have a duel with Jackson next week, which will be a little bit different of a tournament and kind of a fun break for us. And then the next week we have regionals in Casper. So it's coming up quick. And yeah, I definitely have just been grinding, trying to prepare myself, because state is definitely something that I have my eye on, and I want to perform the best to my ability I can there.
You talk about this duel with Jackson. That is kind of a really unique situation when you look at it from a nationwide standpoint. That's a kind of an exclusive place, and a lot of people never get to play on that course. And as a player, you're able to do that. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, Jackson has some beautiful courses, and we're very lucky that we've been able to play on multiple of them. We're going to be playing at the Snake River Sporting Club in the Canyon, and I've never played there, so I'm very excited to see it. I've heard it's beautiful, and it'll be kind of a different format than just normal stroke play. So I think that we'll be able to score really well as a team all together. And then we play the second day at Cedar Creek, and I'm pretty familiar with that course. So I'm really excited for it. I've never played in a duel before, but I think that it'll be a really cool experience.
You talk about wanting to the grind of kind of working on things as the season, you know, progresses so quickly. What are some of the aspects of your game in particular that you would like to improve between now and state weekend?
I think there's always room for improvement, but I've really been trying to focus on my short game, being able to make long putts, either for birdie or even if I'm trying to save bogey, just making sure I can make putts, as well as getting up and down. And having good chip shots is very important.
You come from a golfing family. Your siblings have golfed. Your dad golfs. Who is the best golfer in the Horsley household? Like today.
Ooh,
I'm not talking all time or even in the future. I'm talking right now, today.
I think I would still have to go with my brother PJ. Well, even though I'd like to say myself, he's pretty solid.
You're a pretty nice sister. I was setting you up there to go ahead and take that. talk about that a little bit, having that kind of sibling to lean on, to learn from and see, as he had a successful career as well. Kind of talk about that and growing up in a household where golf and varsity golf and competitive golf is just kind of a normal thing.
PJ, yeah, he really got me into it. And even when I was just like a scared little freshman, he kind of showed me the way of how to get better and how to prioritize the season. And it was just super cool to be able to train alongside of him and see how he did things. And then I definitely adapted to a lot of the things that he did. And I think that the way we play is very similar now, but it was super cool to be able to have, 3 years with him and play seasons with him.
Let's talk about your teammates, because you said they've been playing very solid. Let's talk about your teammates and what you guys try and do over the course of a two-night trip or a two-day trip over to Rock Springs. Let's talk about that interaction you have with your teammates.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the time when we get to tournaments, we're just leaving early in the morning, getting off the bus and going and playing. So it can be a little bit stressful, but I love how my team this year really locks in and we go play our round and we can try to play our best and just accept the result. And then after, we can have fun together and we can laugh and we can not make golf the only thing that we think about. And then we can go the next day and lock in and focus, and then the bus ride home can be fun. I love that. It can be kind of a mix of fun and focus with them.
You talked about being a scared little freshman at one point and having some help and some mentorship. Now that's kind of reversed, and now you're the senior and you're the leader of this team. What type of role do you feel like you've been able to evolve into over the course of your high school career?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been, it's wild that I'm a senior now, because I still feel like a little freshman, but I think just like being an example that and showing that hard work does pay off, but golf is something that we do. It's not who we are. So we can still have fun on the course and still enjoy our rounds while also focusing up and playing well.
Well, Jordan, you've been had a great career. Anything that you want to touch on before we let you go?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time and look forward to hopefully seeing you on the state course. And good luck out there in Rock Springs.
Yes, thank you so much.
Jordan Horsley with the Star Valley Lady Braves golf team. First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues.